And we're back here at the Dane by Local Car Show at McKee's Farms Park in Fitchburg, sponsored by Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. And we have Ashok Achari from Fitchburg, the Fitchburg location of Kicks Unlimited with us, and our one friend and the one and only Sue Pack of Evolution Financial, also a sponsor of the show. Thank you, Sue.
Absolutely.
So we are going to talk. We're going to have an interesting conversation because we have the three of us. We have financial planner. We have lead instructor at Kicks Unlimited at the Fitchburg location. And we have me. So let's get into it. First of all, some of our listeners know Sue, so we will defer to Ashok to tell people about what he is about and what he's up to at Kicks Unlimited.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jason. Thank you for having us. So I'm a lead instructor at Kicks Unlimited. So Kicks Unlimited, we started about 20 years ago. Our current master instructor is Mr. Seth Degnan. We believe our karate program, it's a little bit more about modern karate in our view. It's not always about kicking and punching. Karate is all about. It's also about learning the social skills, learning the discipline, and trying to be a team player and leadership skills. And also we help some of the kids which have some disabilities. We try to teach them. Everybody learns in different pace. We don't turn into a regiment or in a martial arts, back in the day. So it's more about a fun and also trying to mature themselves and grow. And at the end of the day, karate or martial arts, it becomes another tool in their skill sets.
Yeah, I love that. I know the approach there at Kicks, being a former student and also knowing Mr. Griffey very well. He's an energetic man and so involved in the Stoughton School, and I just love what you guys are about. I love how much you do for kids. Sue, hearing some of those principles and some of those ideas, I think there's a lot of synergy here. Those are not that far off from how you find success at Evolution Financial, right?
Absolutely. You have to come in there and look at holistically what you are doing to take care of yourself, what you're doing to take care of your health, what you're doing to take care of your finances, and what you're doing to take care of your relationships in life. So everything you do, is you need to take a look at the whole picture to make sure that you can move forward in a healthy way.
And as we continue on with the show today, we're all at the Dane by Local Car Show. There are many of fun things happening here today. We have great weather, and we've got food, we've got cars. We have other vendors too, like Kicks Unlimited. Ashok, what are you here and why are you here today? What do you hope to bring to the party?
Absolutely. So the Dane by Local, I think I was talking to Mr. Griffey the other day, trying to see how we connected, right? So I think this is our first year being at Dane by Local. I think we connected through Jason by you, which is amazing. And also, I think for me, Dane by Local has these core values, starting local, starting small, everybody coming together, think about pandemic, right, where everybody have to be together. There's so much all federal government or anything can do. It's all the local. Everything starts local, right? So same thing like us in Kicks Unlimited. We want a family system, right, where everybody, family's coming in. It's not just, dropping off the kids, they're leaving. Everybody's coming together. So that's what I see today, all the families, enjoying it and also trying to learn about all these businesses and organizations trying to give something back to the community rather than just, being a business.
And I know at Evolution Financial, and I know Sue well, between all of her give back with Dane by Local, with the NBA, with other organizations, paint-a-thons in the past, that's part of your culture too, Sue, right? As well, you always are giving back and finding ways to connect with community.
Absolutely. I love connecting with community. One of the things that I do with my company is, in the third quarter, we choose three different places where we can give back over the course of the year. So I take a certain percentage of the revenue that I bring in. I ask my clients to vote on which charitable organization they want me to be giving money to as my company, because it is their money that they have given to me that helps me support all of these other organizations. So it's definitely something that I absolutely believe in, whether it's environmental organizations or some sort of, there are organizations out there that help work with high school students and help them learn more about finances, things like that. Those are really important in helping people grow and learn.
So SUPEC, Evolution Financial, also Ashok Achari with Kicks Unlimited, the Fitchburg School, Ashok, tell us a little bit about Kicks Unlimited in the area, because you have the Fitchburg School, but there's other locations and other instructors, and how many students involved these days?
Absolutely. So we are located in three different locations. So starting with Fitchburg, which is right by AMC Theaters, and then Sun Prairie, so which is on the Main Street, Verona, and then we have a Stoughton location. I think overall, each location has about 100 to 150 students. I think right now Stoughton has the most, and Sun Prairie. So most of these, and so when we all three different schools, but we all work at the same program. So we have all these modules. Everybody, so it's broken down by 2 weeks program increments. So every 2 weeks, everybody's learning exactly the same thing. So let's say if you sign up with our Kicks Unlimited, you could go drop into any dojo, but you'll learn exactly the same thing. So that's where we try to teach everybody at the same curriculum, our same lesson. And again, it also ties back to the values rather than always not about punching and kicking. We celebrated about 20 years anniversary about a couple of months ago at Mega Park. So, and we gave all our customers a customer appreciation. There's a customer badge. And also we got us a few more silent auctions. We got, again, local communities and giving something back to the community again, being that appreciative organization.
Yeah, it's a fantastic group. Now, one quick question. Well, we're going to save this for the end. We're going to test Sue, because I always throw something at Sue, some type of curveball whenever we have her on. So I'm just prepping you for that, Sue. You're not going to know where it's coming from.
Thanks.
Sure. Anyway, with Sue and Evolution Financial, again, she's been a longtime Dane by Local member. Sue, why are you so involved in the group? What kind of value do you see from being involved in DBL?
Oh, my goodness. There's so much value in being involved in Dane by Local. Not only just supporting your local community and local businesses that are involved here, but taking a look at everything down from the environmental impact you can have of buying local to the impact you can have on people's families when you buy local. There are so many wonderful people within Dane by Local. I just love our meetings. I love getting together with Dane by Local people. You know, some of the best people on the planet are involved in this organization. So I love meeting them, finding out what their businesses do, being able to refer them to other people when people are looking for different services and different things to buy. It's just such a great organization to bring the community together and support the community. Like you mentioned, the pandemic, you know, yep. We had the grants that were administered through Dane by Local. There are some businesses that I don't know if they would have made it through if it hadn't been for that kind of support. So that kind of support is what you're looking for when you're looking at a community.
Wind picking up here just a little bit, so we'll work through that. But yeah, it is, and that's one thing. I mean, I've been involved with the organization almost 10 years, over 9 years at this point. And that's what hooked me right away was just the connectivity, the people, the way that I saw people looking at each other as collaborative partners, not competitors.
Right, indeed.
And I think it's an amazing approach where you can all succeed together. Now it's social media time. Ashok, what kind of fun things are you guys doing on social media where, you know, you can tell people, hey, this is what you should expect from Kicks Unlimited on social media?
Absolutely. So we have a October month, so we donate. We do some... we give pink belts, so we sell those pink belts, and all that money goes to breast cancer research, so trying to give some money to that science. That's one of the things you might see in our Fitchburg, Kicks Unlimited Media right now. So that's one thing going. And then we have our black belt test coming in. So we have about 40 students that are trying to get their first degree black belt, so that's a lot of energy there. And anyone is welcome. If you haven't seen a black belt test, it's a 6-hour test. It goes from 3 p.m. until 9. That's something to worth checking out.
Yeah, I didn't make it that far, but I had some friends that went all the way to black belt, and it is quite an experience and quite a test. Sue, what about you? Social media, how do you use it? What do you do with it professionally? What do you?
Well, he's asking me about social media, which is actually one of my weak points. I am not that great at getting my posts about Evolution Financial out on social media. As a solo business owner, I do need to put my focus where it needs to be. And right now, the market has been a bit topsy-turvy. And so making sure that my clients' accounts are rebalanced, making sure that my clients hear from me and we have those conversations around anything that might be making them nervous or how they might be altering or you know, kind of tweaking some of their future plans given where the economy is right now. So that's where my focus has been as of late.
Understood and appreciate and agree. We're talking with Sue Peck, owner and founder of Evolution Financial, also sponsor of the show, and Anna Shukachari over at the Fitchburg School of Kicks Unlimited. So, Sue, you just mentioned that, and I think there's some things we have to do, right, as human beings when we have all these volatile situations in our lives, and you talk about finances. What have you been telling people lately, your customers, your clients, about the current climate and how to approach this current climate?
So the current climate is causing a lot of people quite a bit of distress, quite a bit of stress, like looking at it and thinking, oh, my gosh, the market has just tumbled so far. But if you really look at it, you can look at the S&P 500 from, you know, which is a kind of a measure of what the large U.S. company stocks are doing. If you look at that and kind of look back into the past, where we are right now is roughly where we are, where we were, you know, in about March or April of 2021. So really not that long ago when everybody was talking about how the market was so high. And there were so many people who didn't want to get into the market because it was so high. And now people are so worried because the market is so low, even though it's at the same level. So something to keep in mind is really looking at that more long-term picture. You know, every one out of every 3 years, the market is not going to give us what we want to see. But in general, the market does go up. So as we're looking at this spot, which can cause people, like I said, some distress, it's good to keep in mind that in general, historically, the market has gone up. That might not be true in the future, but it's had a long history of going up over time.
Staying steady.
Staying steady, looking at the big picture.
Even keeled, which I think also Ashok and his teaches the kids at probably Kicks Unlimited, yeah. The same type of thing, right?
Absolutely. The focus is one thing. We try to teach kids like primarily the focus and setting a goal, right? Everybody sets the goals, and you know we try to help them reach the goals. Once they have a goal, no matter what, we're going to get there, right? Either kicking or screaming, we'll get there. Yeah, the focus and discipline. Yeah.
All right, we are coming up on a break and the end of our time together, but I appreciate talking with Sue Peck, Evolution Financial, and Ashok Achari over at the Fitchburg School of Kicks Unlimited. Last thing before we go, here's the curveball. Sue, you ready?
No.
Do you know how to tie a karate belt?
Ooh.
I do not.
All right, I'm going to challenge you. We should have done it on the show. If we had video, we would do it. But Ashok is going to test Sue during the break to see if she can figure it out.
Oh, my goodness.
Learning new things.
Yay.
During Let's Get Local and at the Dane by Local Car Show.
You got it, ma'am.
Everybody come down to McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg today. Enjoy the show. We'll be back on the other side. Welcome back to the Dane by Local Car Show. It's the live Let's Get Local from the DBL Car Show here at McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg. Still plenty of car show to enjoy. Food. It's lunchtime. Head on down. Come on over to McKee Farms Park. People walking in, people driving in, people enjoying the park, bringing dogs. It's a great day and a beautiful selection of cars here to enjoy right from this location. So come on down to the show. Free show, by the way. Head over to Migrants. Check out some of the other food. There's great cotton candy. There's other treats. There's other lunch items. All local members. Tisha's Delicious Bakery is here as well. So many great members and a lot of great cars. Dane by local staff. And learn about those veterans organizations that Megan mentioned early on. I'm Jason Hafeman. I'm the host of Let's Get Local. Happy to be here doing the show live, sponsored by Easy Office Products, our friends over at EZOP. Head to EZOP.com. You can learn all about their local office supply business. And whether you're working at an office or you're working from home these days, you can become an Easy Office Products customer and have things delivered right to where you are. So that's a pretty big benefit. Easy Office products, great customer service, great supplies, fair prices. They are the best in the world of office supplies, and you should definitely check them out. And we thank Rose, Gary, and the team for sponsoring this broadcast here today. So we heard from Larry Jackson over at the Ben Jackson Foundation. Yeah, we got some cars here. You can hear that. And Larry is Larry had such an amazing story, and he and I were talking after the segment, and he said, you know, something that's interesting about this is, as I tell that story, is it's a very personal story, right? Larry told the story of his son and talked about how Ben was able to come home and have that visit, and then shortly after that visit, didn't make it back. So putting yourself in that position, thinking about that situation, I think is great perspective for all of us, and thinking about how important that last visit was for the individual themselves, the service member, but also their family and friends. But one interesting thing Larry and I kind of conversed about was, he's like, yeah, it's, you know, I've talked about it so much that I'm getting better at talking about it without getting choked up. But it comes from a personal space. It's not necessarily easy to take action from something that's so personal and so devastating and create something beautiful from it, because the origin story of that has to be at the center. And if the origin story is at the center, that means you're going to have to tell that origin story to a lot of people to get them to understand, get them to support, and get them to get on board with what you're doing. So I appreciate so much what Larry Jackson has done, creating that foundation. Same thing with Chris from Ketchum's Got Your Six. We'll talk with a representative with Ketchum's here later today. And again, it's a tough, gut-wrenching story that this came from, that sprung this to life. But as human beings, in order to heal, in order to move on, in order to do the rest of things we need to do in our lives, you know, finding a way to come say hi, Drew, finding a way to do that is so critical, I think, for us, and then also the legacy of our loved ones and the people sometimes that those tragedies hit home for us with. So that's my two cents on it. Man, support those local veterans organizations here today at the Dane by Local Car Show. Join us. Come on down. McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg. It's a beautiful day. And it's a beautiful day to connect with a beautiful human being who... Drew, come on over. Join me for a couple minutes. We're on the show. Come on over. We got a good friend stopping by who I think was just in the area. I don't know. Maybe he's just in the area. I'm not sure. But grab a seat. It's our good friend with Pancake Cafe and Back to Basics. Drew Mitchell Gelfi is with us, and we get a chance to connect with him here before the break. Drew, how you doing?
Man, Jason, it's such a beautiful day out today.
It is.
It's gorgeous. The cars are going vroom vroom. My son was smiling and laughing on his way over here. I don't know what it must have been—a Mustang or a Corvette revving his engine up out here at the car show. Asen was giggling and laughing and saying hi to the dogs. It's a great event, man. I'm excited. I'm hungry.
Yeah, and there's great food over there, too. So if you work your way to the field off to our left, all the food vendors and other people here represented. But let's, Drew, since we got you for a second, let's just tell people about what you've been up to. Back to Basics, Pancake Cafe. How's it going?
Oh, man, I just got done cooking today. Left the restaurant Saturday morning, busy. There's a lot of festivals, a lot of events going on in the Dane County area, you know, the Badger games at 2:30. You guys got the car show, a lot of fairs going on. Man, things are going really well. I'm very excited. Just hired a director of strategy and implementation for Back to Basics, which is really cool. And we know the direction that we want to go for the next 6 months, and got a lot of movement behind it. So I'm happy to be here, Jason. What do we got for food, though? I know you want to talk about me, but I want to talk about you guys. I'm starving. What do we got for food vendors? You know, do you know a couple of names over here?
I always lean a little bit to my friend Chef Oscar.
Okay.
Migrants, he's over there. He's got a tent. There's some other food. I wasn't able to check all of them out because I was setting up for the show. But yeah. I know Migrants is here. I know there's some other food vendors. Tisha's Delicious Bakery is here. She's got some great treats. There's also, you know, some goodies, cotton candy, some other treats for the kids or the big kids.
Yeah.
So we're heading to break right now. I knew we only had a minute or two with you, but... you know, go check it out over there, Drew, and then come back and tell me how it was.
I will. I'm going to go check out Migrants. A lot of people on my network are talking about them, so I'm going to go check them out.
Chef Oscar's wonderful. Migrants, great food. That's Drew Mitchell Gelfie. Check him out. Pancake Cafe in Stoughton. Back to basics. Drew, the one and only Mitchell Gelfie, online.
You're so sweet.
We'll be back after the break. You're listening to Let's Get Local. Why don't you come with me, little girl? Welcome back to the Day and Buy a Local Car Show here, the live Let's Get Local broadcast. Thanks again to Pizza Box Mike for giving us his hour today. Certainly appreciate that. It's a live Let's Get Local from the Day and Buy a Local Car Show. Our show today sponsored by Easy Office Products. Thank you, Rose, Gary, and the team at Easy OP for sponsoring this broadcast. And the Day and Buy a Local Car Show sponsored by a handful of places, including Madison B-Cycle, but also... the main sponsor here today, Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. Thad and the team over at Fitchburg Family Pharmacy helping bring this event to the community with Dane by Local. Rachel is with us now to talk about another. I was just mentioning before the break, before we got to talk with Drew, about the veterans organizations, local veterans organizations that are in attendance today that are beneficiaries of this event. And we're trying to do two things, raise awareness, raise some extra dollars, yes, but raise awareness about the mission, the work they're doing, and what they're trying to accomplish and the importance of it. So Rachel's with us today representing Ketchum's Got Your Six. Rachel, thanks for taking time for us. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. What a great event today is. Good to be a part of it.
It is. Now, Ketchum's also has another event happening today as well, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so they're actually doing a bike ride from Elroy to Reedsburg, and that's a 22-mile bike ride at significance because there's 22 veterans that die each day of suicide. So that's kind of why they're doing that, and that is going on right now, and it looks like there's a good turnout. So happy to see that.
Yeah, we're glad the weather worked out for both events today.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, it was interesting. I remember when we first started the car show last year. Last year was Dane by Local's first car show. Mm-hmm. And I was reaching out, and Chris actually reached out to me when I was working at Project Home. And we just kind of connected that way, and that's how I learned of the organization. And then what happened was there wasn't anything I could do in connection with Project Home to assist at the time, but I said, well, we have this car show event, and we kind of made the connection. And she said, when is it? And then I told her, and she was like, oh, that's our biggest fundraiser of the year that same day that we've been doing for a while. And I said, well, can you do this one too? I mean, I don't want to stretch your resources, but focus on your event. Let's have something here just to get the information out and reach new people. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we wanted to do with bringing you into the car show.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad that I can be here to help raise awareness. And
So Rachel's here. Ketchum's Got Your Six. We talked with Larry Jackson of the Ben Jackson Foundation, a very personal story about how that organization got created, a very personal story about how Ketchum's Got Your Six got created. Please tell us.
Yeah, so again, Christine Arsenault is the founder of this, and this got started back in 2016 when actually a classmate of hers, her son, took his life because of PTSD, and prior to that, he went to the VA and, you know, attempted to get some help and was actually turned away. So that hit Christine pretty close to home, and she decided she wanted to do something for Brandon Ketchum, but also for all the other veterans that, you know, suffer from those same issues. They're very prevalent, I think, and Christine's a veteran also, so she, you know, this foundation is very close to her heart.
Those are alarming numbers when you consider them, you know, 22 veterans a day, committing suicide, and then you talk about PTSD in general, how prevalent that is and how difficult that is, and then, you know, we know there's not enough resources to help deal with those situations. We also know that there's a lot of people who don't want to reach out for help dealing with those situations. It's such a delicate issue, right? But so important. Absolutely. So I love the work that Ketchum's is doing and trying to connect with people. Ketchum's Got Your Six. The way to connect and to help right now, you're focusing on working with animals and companion animals, right? Tell us more about that process.
Absolutely, yes. So it is a 501c operation, so all of the proceeds go directly to finding service animals for these veterans that suffer from PTSD and the training that goes along with that. Just really cool stuff that they're doing. So that is what we are focusing on right now. Who knows, maybe later on down the road it'll expand a little bit, but that is where the proceeds are going right now.
I think it's a great way. I think, you know, a lot of times, and I have friends that are veterans. I'm not a vet myself, but I have friends that are veterans and people that I'm close to that I've talked with and had some struggles. Mm-hmm. You know, and one thing, I think it was more difficult for them to try to reach out and connect with another person than it was to connect with an animal. Mm-hmm. And so a pet, and you know, especially one that's trained to assist in some of these things, and dogs in particular are just so loyal and almost always happy. I don't know why dogs are almost always happy, but you know, humans, we should get some of that genetics.
Right.
But it's such a, I think it's a window that opens, and it's a door that opens that otherwise might not open them up to then getting more involved with other people and finding those areas of support too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think as of right now, they've raised enough for 28 service dogs for veterans. So that's an awesome number, and I'm excited to see that continue to grow.
Fantastic. And I know our friends at Delta Beer Lab, also a Dane by Local member, did one of their monthly fundraisers for Ketchum's Got Your Six here this year. Mm-hmm. So I was really glad to see that. You know, I love Pio and the team at the other DBL that I'm very fond of. And, you know, that's just another great way. Now, if you're a business owner out there or an organization or even an individual, there are different ways that you can help support this organization. Rachel, tell us about some of the easy ways to connect and help.
Yeah, so we do some auctions as well through 32 auctions that you can go on and just bid on some of those items. And again, all those proceeds go directly to the cause. You can always visit ketchumsgotyoursix.com and look on there and see other ways that you can help that way. Obviously, if you're here at the car show, stop by, and we have some good things for sale out there that will, again, go directly to the cause. So.
That's fantastic, and you can support that way. And then you can support other ways. Like I said, if you, like the people at Delta Beer Lab, they have a model to support organizations through their business. Does your business have that? Or could you have that? Or could you create that? And then the other thing is sometimes it's just a matter of helping get the word out. Maybe you can't donate money right now, but can you be an awareness champion for some of these organizations? Tell a friend, tell people, use your platforms and your powers to help spread the word, because PTSD is such an issue in our society, but especially for the veteran community. And, it's underserved in terms of the resources available, and that's why Ketchum's Got Your Six, the mission, everything else is so important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and I love that you said that about spreading the word, because that's just as important. So, and with social media, it's so easy to do. So,
Rachel, what do you have? Do you have T-shirts? What else do you have here today that people might be able to take home with them and help showcase, hey, I'm a fan and champion for Ketchum's Got Your Six?
Yeah, we do. We have T-shirts, long-sleeve shirts, sweatshirts. We also have Quick Trip gift cards, $10 to $100 for those. So yeah, we have lots of good stuff here. Lots of different sizes and colors and things to choose from.
We're at the Dane by Local Car Show here at McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg. Again, sponsored by Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. It's a beautiful day. Car show going on until 2 p.m. So about an hour and a half left of this event. Food, good people to talk to, organizations to learn about. There are vendors, all kinds of local DBL members here. Madison B-Cycle right in my sight, as well as others. And, we've got some cars lined up here on the walkway. It's a beautiful day to be out in Fitchburg at McKee Farms Park. Rachel, so we've talked about the mission. We've talked about how important it is. What are some of the actionable items? What are some of the biggest needs right now for Ketchum's Got Your Six? I know you mentioned what you've been able to accomplish so far. How do you see involvement from people allowing you to do more, and what does that look like?
Yeah, I think like we were talking about just spreading the word right now. I mean, it's been since 2016, but it's still a fairly new organization. So any help we can get spreading the word, and you know, you never know who that might reach and what that might bring. So I think that's most important. And you know, donations, of course, are always important as well, but spreading the word right now, I think, is the most important.
And you mentioned the online auctions that you guys run. Those are easy lifts for a lot of businesses and people to donate an item or two for those auctions. It's also a good, you know, way to get more awareness for your business. So I think that's something that I'd encourage people and Dane by Local members, and reach out within the network too, the membership, for those type of things, because our members are always so responsive to those type of requests. They want to help, and they realize it's also a benefit for them.
Yep, absolutely.
We are talking with Rachel with Ketchum's Got Your Six, the organization founded by Chris Archinault, but Rachel here today representing. And any updates from the run?
We've seen it's a good turnout. That's all I've heard so far. They actually have an auction going on simultaneously with that, so I think they're really busy today and just doing everything they can, but it looks like a great turnout so far.
It's a fantastic event, and that one happens up again a little further north. Tell us the location of that as well.
Yep, so it starts at Elroy and ends in Reedsburg, I believe, at the VFW up there. So
gotcha.
A little
bit
up north.
And then there's what, chili at the end?
Yep. They do some food and drinks, so...
I'm a big fan of chili.
I am too. It's the season for it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. fall is in the air, and so is the breeze. But it's a beautiful day here at the Dane by Local Car Show, McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg. Rachel, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for telling us about Ketchum's Got Your Six and representing the organization here today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, you know, I can talk about these great organizations, and I will. I will keep doing that. Because it's so important for our community, and so many of these groups are working on little facets that make life better for people. And that's what I think I find so often, that local business owners and nonprofit leaders, that's really what their goal is and their passion is. Provide something of value to the community and make things a little bit better. Let's live life that way. Let's give it a shot. I think it's a good way to go. We thank Rachel for her time. Ketchum's Got Your Six. Check them out online, on socials. And check out the last segment of our show coming up. We're going to talk with MG&E. We'll talk a little EV and some other things right after the break. I can tell you who to talk to. It's a sure thing that you want to do. Don't let me change. Yes. Final segment of this 2-hour live Let's Get Local from the Dane by Local Car Show. Jason Hafeman, your host. Excited to be here with you today, and excited to talk to you about the car show, the DBL Car Show, second annual, raising money for Dane by Local and three local veterans organizations today. Larry Jackson with the Ben Jackson Foundation, Ketchum's Got Your Six, and then also Objective Veteran Smile as well, with Kyle Arneson, who I just met today, and I'm learning a lot about his work as well and how important that work is. So really good event today, beautiful day. Come on, enjoy the beautiful cars and the weather and the food, which my wife just brought me over some food from Migrants. I think it smells great, but I can't eat it yet. I'm not sure why she dropped it off before I could eat it. Now I'm just thinking about how good it smells. But I appreciate the gesture. Lenica, thank you so much. Final segment, we get to talk with MG&E, and now Guy is with us to talk about MG&E, talk about the EV cars that are here, this show, and just your general involvement with DBL. So, Guy, let's start there. Dane by Local, MG&E, it's been a relationship for a long time. Tell us why.
Yes. Well, MGE is your community energy company, and we believe in that. And so Dane by Local is a terrific organization that obviously focuses on local business, and we are happy to support them in that cause.
I love it. I love the connection. And again, Dane, a lot of people think Dane by Local means it's just all small organizations, but it's not. Big organizations, too, as long as they have a local presence in our community, they can be Dane by Local members. And so it's a wide range of organizations, companies, nonprofits. We're all involved in this together, this local community. This is our community, right, Guy?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
That means something to us. Part of that is taking care of our environment and our community. MG&E has been doing so many different things to build towards carbon neutrality and also just energy efficiency. Tell us about what's been going on lately.
Yeah, so obviously MG&E has a goal of 2050 to be carbon neutral. We part of that is putting EV vehicles in our fleet, and I am here with one of our newest ones, the F-150 Lightning EV truck today.
Ooh, fun.
And it's a terrific vehicle. The ride's incredible. The Lightning can get up to 300 miles on a charge, and so it really helps with range anxiety that a lot of people have today.
Yeah, I think, well, one other piece to the whole EV movement as well is accessibility of charging stations, right? And we're seeing more and more charging stations available throughout the state, and that's a big key component. And MG&E has been involved in that too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have 45 public charging stations in the MG&E territory. Five of those are the DC fast chargers. And we are also very happy with the new procedures, new policies out there with charging structures that are going to go up throughout the state and country, where you're going to have fast chargers about every 50 miles on major interstates. And it'll really help with the infrastructure and the growth of EVs and take care of everybody's range anxiety and hopefully move a lot of people to purchasing EVs.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. We know a lot of the vehicle makers are coming out with new EVs here in the last year and more on the horizon. In the next, you know, a lot of them scheduled for 2024 releases. So it's an exciting time to make that transition. And we know how many vehicles are out in our community, the impact that can have, right? Impact that can have for fossil fuel usage, but also just our climate, environment, and then I mean, just, you know, making it a little bit easier to get around. I mean, those EVs, like, you don't always have to stop as frequently sometimes as you might in a gas vehicle, especially if it's a bigger gas vehicle that uses gallons quick.
Right, absolutely. If you think of your average miles that you drive, average person drives maybe 30 miles a day, and these new EVs that are coming out have range anywhere from 200 to 300 miles per charge and more. So a lot of times that means you're charging maybe once a week, once every other week. And so it's not like you have to get home, rush, and plug in that vehicle to be able to use it for the next time anymore.
And let's talk about charging at home, because there have been some incentives and price reductions, right, for setting up a charger at your house. And I think MG&E has been involved in helping to make that easier too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. MG&E has the Charge at Home programs for MG&E electric customers. MG&E will pay the upfront cost of installing a 50-amp charger in your home with a standard installation. And then the driver agrees to a five-year agreement where it's about $20 a month that they pay back. During that 5 years, it's MG&E's charger, and so if anything goes wrong with it, we take care of it for the driver. And then we also get to see their usage and understand how our EV drivers are charging in the community so that we know that information as we move forward and the EV ownership continues to grow.
We are talking with Guy from Madison Gas and Electric Company here in Madison. But again, MG&E, such a leader in our state, in our region, really, in the energy future. And so, Guy, talk about that for a second, if you would, just about the leadership component, right? Because there a lot, sometimes venturing into new areas can be a little scary. You have to, you know, there's obviously a lot of planning, a lot of thought, a lot of things that go into it, but someone has to take that step to be a leader, and it seems like MG&E was willing to step up and do that.
Yeah, absolutely. We are partners in with several different organizations and groups to make sure that we are doing the best thing for our environment, for our customers, for our community. And so I can't even think of the number of partnerships is just flashing through my head. But there's tons of them out there, just like this one, to help educate and move forward and show that leadership.
All right. What kind of EVs have you seen today? What are you seeing out there at the car show?
You know, we have the F-150 Lightning here today. That seems to be pretty popular because it's fairly new out in the market. We have had some VW ID4s here today. We have a Harley Davidson e-motorcycle here today. So it's been a nice turnout.
That's fun. Wow. And just so... You mentioned a lot of companies, a lot of them either based in Wisconsin or the U.S. Nice to see them stepping up and making those vehicles available to people in our country.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the major auto manufacturers are coming out with a lot of new vehicles. You have other manufacturers such as Rivian, Polestar, Tesla that are offering more and more vehicles. There's going to be dozens and dozens of additional models available in the next few years.
That's fantastic news. You mentioned earlier, too, like right off the top about MG&E's carbon, you know, 2050 carbon neutrality goal. What other initiatives can you tell us about that you're working on there to get to that goal?
There's a lot going on. I focus primarily in the EV area right now. We're looking at different ways of producing energy that reduces that carbon footprint for MG&E.
That's fantastic. An energy company that's also energy conscious, which I think is a key component and a good community partner. That's what MG&E, in the time that I've known you, continues to be, and I appreciate that. One other thing now, I worked at Project Home for 13 years, and another thing that I know MG&E was passionate about and has been is education efforts. And you always, Madison Gas and Electric, always supported homeowner education and public education efforts about energy efficiency and other things like that. I think that's so important that you're also doing those things.
Yeah. Absolutely. We try and take every opportunity we can to get out in the community and have conversations like we've had here today. And they haven't just been around what EVs are out there and what type. It's been about charging, how that impacts someone's utility bill. We have library nights where we're out in the community working and, again, having those conversations about what people can do to conserve energy and become more energy efficient in their home. And obviously today with their vehicles.
And what about commercial? You know, because that's the thing too. A lot of commercial buildings out there, and we, you know, as homeowners, we think about what we can do. We start there. Mm-hmm. What can we do at our house first? And then we look at some of the commercial buildings. There have been so many initiatives to increase energy efficiency, you know, energy alternative sources for commercial spaces in the last handful of years. I love it. And how much has MG&E kind of been keeping abreast of those type of things?
Oh, absolutely. We're all over those as well. You know, we with our companies and we go out with those customers and walk through the facilities, give them energy assessment, help them understand maybe different lighting, maybe some insulation, different windows, whatever it may be at their specific location to help them become more energy efficient as well.
Fantastic. Guy from Madison Gas and Electric here wrapping up the show with us, talking about MG&E, all the activities they're involved in. Guy, what are some of the best ways if people want to connect with some of the energy initiatives or find out what MG&E is all about? What are the best ways to connect with you?
Absolutely. Probably the easiest way is go to the MG&E.com website. Look under our environment tab where it discusses all these different options that are available.
Fantastic. That's Guy with MG&E. This is Let's Get Local. The two-hour show, we made it, sponsored by Easy Office Products. We thank you for listening. We thank you for coming out to the Dane by Local Car Show. Still an hour left. If you want to come down and check out cars, get some great food, head over to McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg. And again, a big thank you to Thad and the team at Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. That'll wrap it for us today. Thanks to Evan back on the board. This is Jason signing out. Go local, buy local, be local, everybody.